Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got jokes sent in. Oh, boy, lots of jokes in my file. I can't read all the names and do all the jokes, but we'll say thank you to Kathy Reynolds in Roselle and Linda Lottie in Naperville and Rosa Berg and Steve and Diane Paul of Orland Park and Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally in Brazil, Indiana. Thank you, Al Cook. He said this one is mug-worthy from Dyer, Indiana. Shirley Harnish in Naperville, Pam Kadji in Chicago. In Milwaukee, Sarah and Jimmy sent a joke, and Marge Sipla in LaGrange did too. And so did Dave Carr in Canada. Sandra Conti sent us a joke. Pat, who's all that from Waukegan, and Mike Birrell in Bolingbrook. Larry Duransky in Chicago is still hoping to add a Speed Jokes mug to his collection. Thank you, Susan Matthews from Mundelein and Vince Messina in Mount Prospect. Chris Robbins in DeMott, Indiana. Hey, Andy, I had to go to the emergency room yesterday.
What happened?
I accidentally swallowed a frog.
What did the doctor say?
I could croak at any minute. The guy goes to his psychiatrist and says, even when I'm not working, I can feel my pager vibrating. And the doctor says, oh, that's called phantom pager syndrome. It's very common, but I can use hypnosis to remove it. And the guy says, Doc, I don't want you to remove it. I want you to relocate it. I've been reading the obituaries. It says here, the inventor of time. I've been reading the obituaries. It says here, the inventor of the time machine died next week. Tupperware filed for bankruptcy last week. They tried to keep a lid on the bad news. But you know, they couldn't find one. Somewhere with that other sock that you're missing. My weight loss goal is simple. I just want to be able to lay on the beach without marine biologists pouring buckets of water on me. Is that too much to ask? Guy walks into a bar, sees two large women with British accents sitting there, and he says, are you ladies from England? And one of them says, it's Wales. And the guy says, oh, excuse me, are you two Wales from England? We've told that joke before, but we had to do it again because I just came from Wales and the people were lovely. Did you know the plastic straw bans now happening in many cities were predicted by a 16th century prophet named Nostradamus? Never mind.
Hey, John, did you read much on your trip?
Yep, I read War and Peace.
Spoiler alert would be nice.
The following is a smarty pants joke and maybe unsuitable for some listeners.
A guy went to his Northwoods cabin only to find someone had broken in. They left the door open and his Roomba got out. He searched all over and finally found it had been savagely attacked and destroyed. It's true. Nature abhors a vacuum. Oh, and Andy, on our flight back, guess who got on the plane last minute?
Who?
John Fogerty.
Oh, that's cool. Did he fly in first class?
No, because there was only one seat left, and it was towards the back of the plane, and they told him he could have that one if he wanted.
Gosh, John, what an interesting story. So what did John Fogerty say?
What do you think? Are you doing this joke at home, too? What do you think he said? Oh, put me in.